The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
After listening to this episode, you may realize you need to unfollow several of your favorite business mentors. The hustle harder bros might be destroying your potential. Did you know that your incredible work ethic might be the reason why your business is stuck? Hey, I'm Chalene Johnson, and thanks so much for joining me in this episode. Before we go much further, do me a favor, make sure that you are subscribed. And if you don't mind, if you're watching on YouTube, please be sure to check out the first comment that we've pinned. Leave your own comment because we're giving away some really cool stuff to those of you who are on YouTube. Don't forget to hit that notification bell so that you'll be notified the next time we post up a video. Thanks so much for joining me today. My co-host, Brock Johnson, is not here today. You know what Brock's probably doing? Actually, I know what Brock's doing because I looked at his Instagram. He's camping today. All right, cut me some slack for a moment. I want to spend just a moment being a proud mom and tell you, being an entrepreneur, someone who made a lot of the mistakes I'm about to share with you, which is why it's so important to me to make this episode, I worried endlessly that I was going to teach my kids that that's what they needed to do and that those were bad habits. Those were beliefs that would hold them back one day. Some of the things that they probably witnessed, I don't know to what extent they were aware of how much we were hustling when they were young, but I do know that there was a shift that happened and we tried to overemphasize how important it was to let go of that mindset and to do things differently. And it does make me like really proud to see my kids enjoying life. Like when Brock was in college, my co-host of this podcast, when he was in college and he hired his first virtual assistant, you know, he wasn't making much money, but it was his money that he used to hire that virtual assistant. And I just remember the relief that I had knowing that, gosh, maybe all the mistakes that I made didn't rub off on him. Maybe he did learn that there's more than one way to be successful. One of my earliest beliefs around money, and that's where this came from, was that in order to make more money, you had to work hard. Like the harder you worked, because this is a message I heard, the harder you worked, the more money you would make. So I always wore my work ethic as a badge of honor. The fact that I hustled morning, noon, and night, slept like 4 hours a night, I wore that as a badge of honor. And even today, I will see people comment under my videos where I talk about like, you don't have to do that to be successful. And I can show you the students that we have, the members of the Marketing Impact Academy, those who have really figured this out and how to delegate and what it takes to grow their business without embracing the extreme hustle, that it is possible. And, you know, my co-host Brock is one of those examples. But nonetheless, people always say, well, yeah, but the reason why you're successful, though, is because you hustled, right? Like, you know, the hard work pays off. We hear things like that. I think smart work pays off. And today I'm going to share with you 7 reasons why hustling harder is not going to help your business. The first of which is downtime. You're creative. You're an entrepreneur. The reason why you've had the success that you've had is because you're not afraid to like come up with an idea and then test it out. Like see, hey, will this work? What if we tried this? What if I offered that? What if I sold this? Like if you're not creative, it's really hard to even see potential for opportunity. And in order to see that kind of potential, you need downtime. There's no time to daydream. There's no time to be creative if you're constantly working, if you're constantly the person who's doing. Number 2, if you are constantly hustling, there's no time for me time. And it is, I'm sure you would agree, during those moments where you're on a walk, or you're swimming, or you're taking your time in the shower, or you're exercising, or you're just laying around, that you have these brilliant moments. The idea that really changed everything in my husband and I's first fitness business came to us while we were having cocktails. We were like 20-something years old, and Brock was just a couple years old at this point, and we were having dinner together, and we were just enjoying each other's company. We were just casually talking about business. We weren't hustling. We weren't at the office. We weren't thinking about like ways to build the business. We were just enjoying a casual conversation, and in that casual conversation, and we were talking about like opportunities and different ideas and giving ourselves permission to daydream, we came up with this idea that that year made our business $1 million. And I don't think that would have happened if we hadn't taken the time to just do something like a date night. And I watch some of these like hustle harder bros, and you know, listen, I'm not going to name names, but they're the people I hear them say, like, I sacrificed going out to dinner. There were no date nights. I didn't go out with my friends. And I did sacrifice a lot of those things. But when I think back on the ideas and the concepts that grew our business, that made us successful, those things happened when we weren't hustling. Those things happened when we were daydreaming. The number three reason why hustling as hard as you are right now is going to kill your business is because it's going to kill your energy. It's going to kill your spirit. You're only one person. You can only take so much. Eventually, it's going to break you. And it's not just going to break you. It's going to break your relationships. You know, if you don't have time to just decompress, you feel so stressed, so obligated, so behind. Like there's forever more to do. And that's a stressful feeling. So by continuing to like pat yourself on your back that you're doing everything and to just continually setting the bar, which is great. I mean, it's fine to continue to set the bar further and further ahead, but you also have to understand like there's another way of doing it that doesn't involve you doing everything. Because stress is like the number one killer. Like stress will cause almost all cause mortality. Like it is hard on your health. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your relationships. It's hard on the people who are around you. It just makes life harder when you are that stressed out. The number four reason why you've got to stop hustling so hard is because you don't have time to delegate. There's no time. And because you haven't given yourself enough time to slow down and figure out who you need to bring on your team or who it is you need help from, and I'm not talking about necessarily, you've heard me say this a million times, I'm not talking about necessarily you bring on a full-time person, but I'm saying you need at least a part-time temporary person to help you break through this plateau. Like there are so many things that you could be outsourcing, and you know this. You know that there's other people who can probably do it maybe better than you, at least as well as you. And you don't even have the time to delegate those things because you haven't slowed down long enough to create the systems to even figure out like, what is it I need to get off my plate first? Who's the person I need to hire for this? Where do I find them? How do I write an ad? Like you haven't even given yourself enough space to answer those questions. You just keep going and going and going, and you think that's just going to like magically appear for you, or you're going to be able to ask someone. No, you have to friggin' slow down. You have to stop hustling so hard.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial.
Now you have to friggin' slow down. You have to stop hustling so hard so that you can take the time to go like, okay, what are the things that need to come off of my plate that like truly other people could do these things, but I'm doing them. I'm hustling because I've bought into this concept that I'm only going to be successful if I'm working harder. I want you to give yourself permission to slow down to figure out what those things are. And then what's the first hire you need to make? What qualities do they need to have? How do you then set up a system so that once you do find that person, you're not like, oh my God, I don't even have time now to delegate and teach them how to do this. No, create the systems, create the standard operating procedures, write it all out, document everything that you do and how you do it and how you think through the process. Whether that's you creating a screen recording while you're actually doing the work and then detailing it, or just documenting every single step that you take so that when you do finally bring somebody on, what you need to do ASAP, you don't have to then go like, oh no, now I don't even have time to bring them up to speed or to delegate anything to them. And now it is costing you money. No, this bringing somebody onto your team and learning to delegate is one of the best ways to break free of the hustle culture. The number five reason why you've got to slow down is because you need time to reflect. We can't improve those things that we aren't measuring. And if all you're doing is hustling, you're never going to have the time to reflect on, okay, what did we do right? What could we be doing better? Where have we missed the mark? What do I need to change about myself? What are my limiting beliefs? What members of my team are doing a great job, but like I need better people? Like you truly have to spend time in reflection in order to improve. Like this is true of a marriage. This is true of like your fitness. This is true of like everything. Like anything you want to improve, you've got to reflect on it. You've got to look at it. You've got to analyze it. You've got to measure it. And that takes time. And if all you're doing is hustling and going harder and harder and harder, you don't have time to reflect. The number six reason why your hustle mentality might be killing your opportunities is because if all you're doing is hustling, there's no time to create the connections that you need because there's things you don't know, because there's people you haven't met, because there's ideas that somebody else has who's not even in your industry that you haven't even been introduced to them yet because you're working too hard. In fact, when you are having downtime, like even your networking feels like just that. It's like you're hustling. Like you're trying to go like, okay, what could this person do for me? As opposed to like truly just being chill and getting to know people because they're interesting and because they're likable. If you get caught up in like, okay, I need to go to this networking event so I can meet the right person and see what they can do for me, like that is also hustling. And you can tell when people do it. It's so annoying. I freaking hate it. Take the time to meet people because they're interesting people and get to know them and find out a little about their stories. It isn't the person who has like a huge email list and has done all the things that you want to do that is necessarily the person you need to network with. It might just be having a gentle conversation with a stranger at the airport. Like it's shocking. The things are going to come to you when you give your life and your emotion and your energy the space to allow it to happen. And right now, if all you're doing is hustling, all that energy, there's no room for more. You've got to create the space in order to add more. And the number seven reason why the level to which you are hustling right now could possibly kill your business potential and your personal potential is because you're neglecting you. I know this because I've been there. I've done this. I remember thinking like, I can sleep when I'm dead. I remember thinking, sleep is for people who don't want to get ahead. Sleep is for people who don't have the same work ethic that I do. Sleep is for lazy people. Like I literally, all the things that I did in the name of hustling. And what's crazy is it nearly destroyed my relationship. It nearly destroyed my relationship with my husband because I became so addicted to doing more and doing a lot of it myself that I didn't feel like I was a worthy person. And so I want to just like for a moment ask you to think about that. Like, is that part of the reason why you hustle? Because I don't know what the reason is for you, but for me, it was like I just didn't feel like I was a worthy person unless I was doing something working work-wise every single second of every single day. Like I would not allow myself to see a movie. I wouldn't allow myself to sit down and relax. If I was at one of my kids' games when they were very little, if I was actually watching their game, I remember thinking that I was a lousy person. I was a good mom because I was there, but I was a lousy human if I wasn't forcing my brain to think through something I needed to do work-wise. Like my brain was still working. And it took some therapy, you know, and that therapy happened because my husband was like, you're addicted to work. He became addicted to gambling. And it was just like this implosion and we couldn't continue on in that way. We decided that like money wasn't important. Accomplishments weren't important. Like our relationship and our kids' well-being and their peace mattered more than friggin' anything. And so that's when we decided like, okay, we're going to do this differently. We need a lot more downtime. We need a lot more time to daydream. We need time to to be connected to each other. It had nothing to do with our business. And the interesting piece of this story is that we both were okay with the fact that we believed it would probably have a very negative impact on our business. We made a conscientious decision to hustle less, a lot less, like a fraction of the amount that we were doing previously. We set limits on what time we were going to be done working each day. We decided what we would and wouldn't do on the weekends, what time we would go to bed, what time we would, you know, focusing on our sleep, focusing on connecting between the two of us, the daydreaming, the vacations, the date nights, all those things suddenly became a priority for us. We knew, like, okay, our family and the two of us, we matter more than the business. And so we're like, it's okay if the business, you know, takes a dive because of that. But here's the crazy thing that happened. Our business exploded because we stopped hustling. I'm not saying we don't work, but we started working smarter. We learned to delegate. I learned the power of daydreaming. I stopped feeling guilty that every morning I like to spend a considerable amount of time just, I don't even know what you would call it, existing. Like, I give myself permission to go on weird tangents looking up strange things on YouTube. I give myself permission to scroll on TikTok. I give myself permission to go for a long walk and listen to music. I give myself permission to play. I give myself permission to just chill. I don't schedule anything on my calendar before 11 a.m. work-wise. I would have never done that in the past. I give myself permission to sleep as long as I need to. And now we're able to make that much more money. And I know people are going to say, like, yeah, but isn't that because you hustled initially? No, it's not. And I can show you that there's so many people that believe that. Now, did we reach a certain level of income hustling? For sure. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do it that way. You do have to be willing to be smart. You got to think, okay, how can I work smarter, not harder, not longer? And you have to take my bossy big sister advice on this. Your health and your well-being, like your happiness is the whole reason why you're doing this in the first place. Am I right? Like, you want to be fulfilled and you want to be happy. Well, how happy are you going to be if you're entering your third divorce, your kids don't talk to you? I mean, take a look at some of these people who, that's the mentality that they preach, hustle, hustle, hustle. You see them at speaking events every single weekend. They just go and go and go. And they are the ones that are making you feel like you need to do more. But you don't know how they feel about themselves. You don't know that maybe their own lack of self-worth that has them driving and driving and driving. And it may be that drive, that hustle that it got them notoriety, but what did it do to their lives? There's another way to do it. So I encourage you to take a look at your mentors, take a look at the people you idolize, and just know that it might not be all that it seems. And I'm not saying that someone who's been married multiple times isn't happy or successful or fulfilled, but I'm just saying, like, there's definitely fallout from an incredible devotion to work where you're not connected to other people. That's all. Do what's right for you. I'm encouraging you to slow down and to hustle less and to start working smarter. Thanks for listening to this episode. I really do appreciate you. Share this episode if it was helpful for you. Send it to someone you know who is actually really caught up in that hustle harder, work harder, always setting the bar mentality, and let them know that you encourage them to do a little bit more for themselves. Hey, it's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I hope this was fun for you. I'll see you soon.